Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-story homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
The feeling a person has during Hajj is different. I've never felt this way before. It's a very different feeling because, as you say, it's a ritual, an obligation for those who are able to undertake it, but we all love to do it. And thank God, He made it easy for us to perform Hajj this year.
Meet Jordanian pilgrim Hisham Al-Mataneh. He's at Mecca's Grand Mosque, one of many to arrive in the city for this year's Hajj pilgrimage, an annual religious gathering. Some pilgrims have spent years hoping and praying to one day perform the Hajj, or save up money and wait for a permit to embark on the trip. Among them is 64-year-old Palestinian Najia Abu Lahia.
We registered and our names got selected for Hajj before the war. And then the war broke out here and it became a barrier between us and travelling for Hajj. By now, we should have performed Hajj. Our name was selected from before the war. But the war broke out and there is nothing we can do.
A quota system for visitors to Mecca was introduced in 1987, agreed by member countries of the Organisation of Islamic Cooperation to limit the number allowed by each country to 0.1% of its population. Among the arrivals is Bosnian Orhan Mucevic. He's among the estimated 2,200-plus Bosnians expected to join more than 1.5 million worshippers from around the world.
It's the greatest project in life, the most important pilgrimage, and the crown of worship, and I am not at all concerned, especially as we're going to holy sites, so I don't expect any problems.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has also spent hundreds of billions of Saudi riyals on ambitious projects to expand and facilitate traffic in Islam's holiest sites. Sharia is a pilgrim from India.
Today I got the chance to visit the Mount of Nur and the Cave of Hira, where our beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the first revelation of Quran through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salam. This was one of the most memorable journey of my Hajj, apart from Umrah, Tawaf and Sa'i.
Celebrations also take place in the home countries of devotees, including Iraq. Eid al-Adha, one of Islam's two main festivals and due midway through next week, marks the climax of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. It commemorates the willingness of Ibrahim, or Abraham, to sacrifice his son on God's command, often distributing meat to the poor. This Iraqi, Mustafa Ali, is looking to buy sheep at markets in Baghdad to mark the occasion. But like so many others, soaring livestock prices are putting the tradition somewhat out of reach.
Every year we have to offer a sacrifice. We're forced to offer a sacrifice. But now the sheep that used to cost 200,000 Iraqi dinar costs 600,000 or 500,000 or 400,000 dinar. So where are we supposed to get the money?
Back in Mecca, pilgrims are facing scorching temperatures reaching around 48 degrees Celsius as they perform the Hajj rituals. It's a deadly concern after more than 1,300 people died during the 2024 Hajj. The country's health minister said at the time that most of those who died were unauthorised pilgrims who had walked long distances in the sun. But Bara Anwar, who's there for the Associated Press, says that's not the only thing overshadowing the pilgrimage.
This year's Hajj comes as the region remains on edge following conflicts involving Iran, Israel and the United States, with a fragile ceasefire raising concerns over wider regional stability. Despite the tensions, Muslim pilgrims from all around the world have arrived to unite in religious rituals and acts of worship as they perform Hajj. The Hajj unites Muslims of diverse races, ethnicities, languages and economic classes from around the world. This leaves many with a feeling of unity, connection and humility.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.
Reconciliation isn't just our history, it's our future. Learning from the past shapes a stronger tomorrow. This Reconciliation Week, discover First Nation voices and stories with SBS and NITV.